No, it... Now there's a discussion whether it was good or not. We'll get back to the action. Obono with a left-handed hook. No good. Taken off by Black. Driving the complete length. No, he stopped at the half-court line, trying to bring it up. The big man making like a guard. He passes it over to Stoddard, number four. Stoddard back to Luchesco on the far side. The guard goes. He's being guarded by Luchesco. He drives, shoots, shot is scored. There was only 1 point on that last free throw, so the score is 7-5 now in favor of Albany. Rodriguez with the ball, pass to Pappas. Pappas around a screen by Lawson, pass into Lawson. Lawson shoots, no good. Taken off by Obono, and it's a jump ball. Jump ball between, now there's an argument now as the Albany coach is coming over in front of the Pittsburgh bench and is talking to the official, and they're having a discussion after that last point. They ruled the free throw was no good, I thought, and then they're arguing about it, and they just gave him a point. So he won his argument. It's Albany 8 and Pittsburgh 7. Albany 8, Pittsburgh 5 with 4:45 remaining. There's the jump. It's tipped. Taken by Obono up to Pappas to Rodriguez. Rodriguez with a long set shot. It's no good. Taken off by Collins of Albany. Bringing the ball up to near side. Passes it over to Luchesco in the corner. Pass into Black. Black shot is no good. He was fouled by Lawson. That's two on the big Pirate center. Dennis Black to the free throw line once again. Remember, for top quality appliance sales and service, rely on the House of Curios and Vacuum Center, 15 East 7th Street in Pittsburgh. See the fantastic Hoover electric floor washer on display at the House of Curios now. A free demonstration of this ultra-modern floor washer is yours by calling the House of Curios at 432-3663. That's 432-3663. 8-5, Albany over the Pirates. Dennis Black to the free throw line after being fouled by Lawson. Black at this point has made... Oh, there he made another free throw. Black has made four free throws, has 4 points on the evening. He bucketed 40 last Friday night against Livermore. Has yet to make a field goal. All of them are from the free throw line. The second shot, that was good too. That's 5 points for Dennis Black. Albany leads 10-5. 4.5 minutes remaining. Rodriguez brings the ball down to the Pirates. He passes to Kelso. Kelso fakes the pass and gives to Rodriguez. Over to Pappas in the far corner. He dribbles to the top of the key. Passes into Obono. Obono back on to Pappas. Pappas trying to work that ball in. Screen set up. Obono gets the rebound. Puts it back up to the Pirates. 10-7. Albany over Pittsburgh as Obono got Pappas' rebound and put it right back up. Hendrickson in the corner for Albany. Tries to drive on Obono. Passes it back out to Luchesco. That's the guard position. Trying to work it into Mr. Black. He passes it over to Collins. Collins to Black. Black trying to drive on Lawson. Puts it up. It's no good. Taken off by Cecil Obono of Pittsburgh. And it's stolen by Luchesco of Albany. He's trying to drive it in. He's trying to get around Rodriguez. He's dribbling in the near corner. Gives it to Collins. Collins with a long jumper. It's no good. Taken off by Pappas of Pittsburgh. Fast break on. 2-on-2. Now Pappas changes mind, gets to Obono with a jump shot. That's good. 4 points now for Obono. Pirates trail by one. 3.5 minutes remaining to score. 10-9, Albany over Pittsburgh. Luchesco brings the ball into Albany territory. Gets to Thomas, top of the key. Over to Stevens on the near side. Pass it to Black. It's batted away, taken off by Albany. Luchesco with the ball, trying to work it in. Pass it over to Collins at the top of the key. Collins is trying to get it into Black. Gives it to Black at the far side. He tries to drive on Lawson. He shoots it. Blocked by Lawson. Beautiful block by John Lawson. Collins gets the block. Pass it over to Luchesco again at the top of the key. Luchesco driving. Comes in. It's blocked again by Lawson. A beautiful defensive play. Oh. I don't know whether you can hear me or not. They call a foul on Don Lawson. That's foul number 3 on the big Pirate center. The crowd disagreeing. So we've got just under 3 minutes remaining in the first quarter. The score is 10-9. In favor of Albany, and Paul Luchesco, the Cougar guard, is to the free throw line. 1-1 he has. The bonus is on. His shot is good. Albany has yet to miss the free throw. They're making almost all their points at the free throw line. They have made only one field goal, and that a jumper by Luchesco, who is now at the free throw line. 11-9. He misses this one, taken off by Abono. Abono is strong on the boards tonight. He gets it to Pappas, and the Pirate guard brings it down court. Being guarded by Lucchetta. Gives it to Kelso on the far side. Kelso dribbling over into the corner. Drives on the left side. He puts it up. No good. Taken off by Black. Albany with the ball, bringing it down on offense. Lucchetta, quarterbacking the Albany team, gets to the feet. Stevens trying to work it. Being guarded by Kelso. Henriksen now with the ball. Henriksen out for top of the key to Collins. Collins to Black. Black with a long jumper. It's no good. Taken off by Kelso. And in the process of rebounding, Kelso was fouled. The foul was called on number 21, Stevens, Bryn Stevens of Albany. You know, if you're interested in old coins, keep this date in mind. March 9 at 7 p.m. That's the night in the new Delta Coin Club, the only one in the Pittsburgh area. Meet at the Pittsburgh Boys Club. Now, this will be the first meeting, so you'd come and join the fun. That's March 9th, Monday at 7 p.m. in the Pittsburgh Boys Club. George Kelso with the ball now at the free throw line, shooting one. It's good. The roar in the background from the Pirate rooting section. 11-10 with 2:15 remaining. Collins for Albany to the top of the key. Pass drives, then passes it off to Lucchetta. Lucchetta to Black. Black trying to drive around Lawson. He's being double-teamed by Rodriguez and Lawson. Out to Stevens. His shot is tipped by Abono. No good. Tipped up and out of bounds by Rodriguez. So it's Albany's out. Bryn Stevens taken out. Black at the free throw line. His shot, no good, taken off by Rodriguez. Rodriguez bringing the ball down across the 10-second line for Pittsburgh. Rodriguez still dribbling. That's the top of the key pass to Lawson. Lawson with a long jump shot. It's no good, taken off by Kelso. He loses up to Lucchetta. Lucchetta for Albany, bringing the ball into Albany territory. Still driving. Takes the jump shot from the near corner. No good, taken off by Rodriguez. Rodriguez of Pittsburgh passes it to Pappas. Pappas bringing the ball down for the Pirates squad. They trail by one, 11-10. A minute and a half remaining. Rodriguez with the ball at the point. Holds the ball, pass into Kelso. Kelso to Pappas. Pappas drives from the far corner. Works it into Lawson. Lawson with a hook shot. No good. Taken off by Black of Albany. Minute 9 remaining. 11-10 Albany. As the Cougars bring the ball down. Cougars in red, Pirates in white. Black with the ball, tries to shoot. Glassinger hanging on his ear. And it is tipped in. Official timeout is called. Black wears glasses, and they were pulled loose from his face as he dropped that in. It looked like Don Lawson accidentally tipped that in. This is an official timeout. You know, here's an important message from the House of Curios and Vacuum Cleaner Center, 15 East 7th Street in Pittsburgh. The new Delta Coin Club, the only coin club in Pittsburgh, will hold its first meeting in the Pittsburgh Boys Club on Monday, March 9th at 7 p.m. Pappas brings the ball down, less than a minute remaining. Around 45 seconds, pass to Rodriguez. Rodriguez trying to look it in. Takes a tough shot. The shot is good. He was called for walking. No basket. 13-10, 42 seconds remaining. Albany taking the ball down. 13-10 Albany. Lucchetta with the ball at the top of the key. Pass it to Collins. Collins is deep on the far side, trying to get it into Black. He passes to Lucchetta. A jump shot from the far side. It's good. Timeout is called by Pittsburgh. This game being brought to you by the House of Curio. Well, with 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter, the score is Albany 15 and Pittsburgh 10. Joe?
Well, we're back to the old story again, Phil. There it is, George. Kelso now has two fouls, and their big gun, Don Lawson, has three. And right now, their Pirates so far have done a very good job of screening out Black. He's basically only hit from the free throw line, 4 points there. But John Pappas and Lawson are guarding him in the hole. But number 21, Ryan Stevens, is doing a great job so far for the Cougars, wouldn't you say?
Pardon me, Joe, I didn't hear you.
I know the crowd's a little loud right now. I was saying that even though the Black is being held down by John Pappas and Don Lawson, number 21, Ryan Stevens, for the Cougars, is doing an outstanding job.
Joe, what is happening with Black being unable to get free for a field goal attempt? The others are picking up the slack, which is necessary when you have to have that well-balanced team. And where Black is making his points, he has five presently, all from the free throw line.
One comment right now to me, the Cougars look much more like an entire unit or an entire team. There's more teamwork tonight than there was against the playoff against Liberty. It's time is in now, Bill.
Okay, it's Pittsburgh Dots, 25 seconds remaining. They're going to the goal to your left. At the score, 15-10, Albany over the Contra Costa champions of Pittsburgh. Pappas with the ball, 17 seconds. Over to Rodriguez at the guard position. The two guards exchanging the ball into Lawson. Lawson fakes it, stolen by Hendrickson, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Pittsburgh's out, and there are 8 seconds remaining. Pappas into Rodriguez. Rodriguez with the ball, dribbling, passes to Lawson. Lawson with 3 seconds takes a long jumper. It's good. That's it. The score after one quarter of play is Albany Cougars 15 and the Pittsburgh Pirates have 12. We'll return with more action from the Diablo Valley College gym after this word from the House of Curios. Okay, we couldn't be heard. The fans were going wild. 42 seconds left. 41, 59, 57. Pittsburgh leads. Kimura driving, trying to get it into Black. He can't do it. Rodriguez knocks it out. They're working to get it into Mr. Black. 36 seconds left. Stevens trying to bring it in. He throws to Kimura. Kimura to Stevens. Stevens puts it up. He ties it up. Timeout now called by Pittsburgh with 24 seconds left. Here's what happened. Stevens threw the ball in and then stepped in. The ball was thrown back to him. He was all alone. He put it up to tie the game at 59-59. The guy, Stevens, who just made that last bucket, that was his sixth point. Make that eight.
Bill, definitely it can't be said tonight that this is the team that leaves here will be the Tournament of Champions champs from the Contra Costa Division. Both teams have played an outstanding game, and time is in.
Rodriguez takes the ball into the attacking zone for Pittsburgh. 20 seconds, 19. They're going for one shot is what the setting is. 13, 12, 11, 10. The shot by Hill. It's in. That's it. That's it. The game is over. Not over. It's not over. Hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seats, everybody. It's not over. They're clearing the floor now. Everybody ran onto the floor. I saw a referee with two fingers in the air, signifying 2 points. Then, one referee came running over here. He said, no points. He's talking it over now. Here's Joe coming back with an explanation. Joe?
The official ruling on that, Bill, was that the time had run out before the ball went into the basket. Let's give it a tie, 59-59, and we're going into overtime now. Back to Bill.
Okay, thank you, Joe. The referee said the time had run out. What I don't see, though, is why one official had two fingers in the air. Anyway, this is all being brought to you by Victor Shaw. So go on over there, take advantage of the front wheel brake adjustment special at Victor Shaw Service. Now just 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents for a complete wheel brake adjustment. Now at Victor Shaw Service, market at Willow Pass in Concord. And when you're in there, thank Vic and all the employees there for bringing you this great game.
It's a brand new ball game now, Phil. Brand new. And the Pirates are out there, and the Cougars now coming in. Dennis Black at center, and Victor Lobono.
Well, they're going to play a three-minute overtime period. It's 59-59. You can't get them any closer.